Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Dustin, today we're talking foreign horror. For those of you who know me, especially from the show, I love watching foreign horror films or thrillers. See what kind of things scare other parts of the world. And today we're going to be covering Dancing Village, Curse Begins. I was actually pretty lucky. Have been reached out to by some of the folks who help with PR and stuff for Lionsgate and a bunch of other films, and they said, hey, we have a film that I think you might be interested in. And usually these ones I'm very picky with, I'd say. When it comes to Screenbox screeners, I usually grab those and do them immediately. But there's been a lot of things that, you know, flow through the podcast email a lot. Being like, here's a film. And since this one is foreign, it's an Indonesian film, and there's not that many out there that we can watch here in the States. And what's really interesting about this one is that it is actually going into theaters. And there's actually some things in here that I'm going to read from the email to give you guys some more information on what's going on before I dive into it. So it's actually a prequel to the KKN di Desa Penari, which I probably butchered that, which was the highest grossing Indonesian film in history. It was released This film is the first one to be made in for IMAX from Southeast Asia, and in 2024, which is pretty amazing, to be honest. And then it also says it will be one of the will be one of five films made for IMAX productions worldwide. So that's really, really cool that we're seeing foreign countries, especially from Asia, kind of come over here and take over the big screens, especially on IMAX. I remember when IMAX first came out, and it was the biggest thing. Like, if you didn't go to IMAX to see a film, you were not doing it right. And of course, you know, over the years, it's progressed and gotten so much better. And, yeah, there really weren't a lot of foreign films being shown on IMAX. See that we're now diving into other cultures and other parts of the world for them to go on a massive screen. If people listening to the show have not been to an IMAX theater, the screen is ginormous. It's huge. It's really immersive. So I'm really, happy that they were able to do that. And for those of you who are asking, when is this coming out? It will be out actually this week on Friday, April 26th. And I think they have a little bit of a synopsis here. So I'll go ahead and read that, and then I'll go into my thoughts and whatnot in this film. I'm not going to spoil anything. I don't want to do that. I just kind of want to build a little bit of hype for this, especially if you're a foreign horror / thriller fan like myself. But here's the synopsis. In this horror thriller, a shaman instructs Mila to return a mystical bracelet to Dancing Village, a remote site on the most tip of Java Island. Joined by her cousin Yuda and his friends Jito and Arya, Mila arrives on the island only to discover that the village elder has passed away and that the new guardian, Boyot, isn't present. Various strange and eerie events occur while waiting Boyot's return, including Mila being visited by somebody very powerful. a mysterious mythical being who rules the village. When she decides to return without the help of Boyette, Mila threatens the village's safety, and she must join a ritual to select the new Dwa, a cursed soul forced to dance for the rest of her life. So, one reason why I really like this film, like, going off the bat, is to see how other cultures talk about spirits, or to go some sort of mystical realm, whatever it is. And for this one to be like a village where you're picked in this ritual, have to dance for eternity, essentially. And you know, if you don't do it, then the village, you know, things die. There's rot everywhere. Your livestock dies, which happens in the film. Not really much of a spoiler. I think it was actually even shown in the trailer. But yeah, Mila has to go to this village because her mom is sick, and another person who her mom is. And they had the same kind of symptoms doing the exact same thing. And you know, right off the bat, when you go into this village, like, it's a bit weird. You meet dancing, kind of out of nowhere. And the shaman that they referenced in synopsis was actually somebody who was helping Mila, trying to figure out what's wrong with mother. And learned down the road in this film of what really tipped him off to send Mila there. So she has a couple of drawings that he was drawing while, like, healing the earth and whatnot, as shamans would do. And also was given bracelet. Go to this place, return this bracelet. Don't. Your mother is going to die. So she does it. She brings her friends. And then things start getting really, really wonky. Okay, we're back. Technical difficulty. Laptop almost died. But yeah, as I was saying, like, you know, things start going a little haywire when they start going to this village, meet a few people, and then they said, oh, you can, like, stay outside. But then, you know, the cousin doesn't want Mila to stay outside, so she goes and stays with a fellow villager, say. And for her to find out that the person she was staying with, mom, was also feeling the same things. And then you find out that the spirit was also talking to the girl and making her do things so that she could get the bracelet back, and happens, and then start going really wonky. But I don't want to dive too much into the film because a lot to take in. I will say it's 2 hours. So for those of you who don't like anything above 90 minutes, might not be for you. It is a bit slow. There's, you know, a lot of slow parts, a lot of just talking about things, and you don't really find out exactly what is going on until, like, the last, I want to say, 45 minutes, maybe even a half hour, is like when you start really getting some background, start getting revealed. And at that point, like, I was dipping out a little bit. There was some points where I was like, eh, okay, just things going on here that's really, really slow and not really doing anything very forward. But as soon as we hit about a half hour, 45 minutes, and we started learning about why this happens in this village, who actually died, the elder in the village, like, who that was, and how it all ties into Mila and all these other things, I was like, this is really interesting. And then you kind of go between both, like, two worlds here. There's the spiritual world, which is red, very red, like, disfigured men everywhere. They have, like, one eye. They're all, like, really skinny, but they look like bad spirits. And then they're all led by this mystical woman, you know, who is telling people to dance or do her bidding, essentially. So, yeah, there's a lot of really cool set pieces. I love the area. The atmosphere is really, really cool. I would definitely say this is way more of a thriller than it would be a horror film. But then again, this is a whole nother culture. So maybe them, this is horrifying. Like to be, you know, in a place where maybe this is a tale around them, or maybe you don't do a certain thing, or this is gonna happen. You know, as an American, like our folklore and stuff like that is like fucking like Mothman and stuff like that, or the orbs in the sky, you know. So it's always really, really cool, like I keep saying, to see other cultures kind of dive in what frightens them, or maybe also threatens them, who knows. So yeah, definitely go check this one out when it comes out this Friday, April 26th of 2024. Go support it. Really cool to have, you know, foreign films here in the state going into big theaters like IMAX. That's absolutely huge. Normally when you have things like this, it's going to be in like 50 theaters and it's be super limited, maybe like one or two time slots. Like that's what happens usually. And most of the time I don't get them around here, but I have an IMAX theater maybe about a half hour away from me. So I might go see this on the big screen and test the audience and see what's going on and how they're feeling about it, because there are some really good moments in here, very like spooky and really like, wow, we went there, we did that. I will have to say that the special effects on here, like seeing like the mothers kind of transform into some other being, like they're tormented, I think is really, really cool. Even, you know, some of the way that there's a couple scenes that are shot, how it would be in one room, and it would seamlessly like kind of morph into a different time of day or into a whole new room, essentially, even though you're not moving at all, like there's no cuts, like so solid. There's some really, really good cinematic shots in here. So you guys dig foreign horror thrillers, something spooky, mystical, go check out Dancing, I want to make sure. I know I'm going to say it right, but I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. Yeah, Dancing Village, Curse Begins. Very, 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 very cool. Go check this out. This is very short. I will give you my rating, though, for sure, even though I didn't want to spoil anything too much, because I want you to really go into this, have a good time with it. I will say it's about a 7.5 for me. Not really super high on the spook factor, but really cool with storytelling and set designs and diving into the world. And for there to be more films coming out with this, stoked. So thank you guys so much for being here. Catch you on the next one.